how good a day. Ring, ring. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
We're going to find something.
Can we find something that's good at least today?
Good news here somewhere.
Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Derek Jennifer's bad news. She's lost the power. What, about midnight? Is that when the power went out there?
No, she was, it just seems like it was a little while ago, just before the show.
Just before she was supposed to go on.
Conveniently enough.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Right. Roberta's back on Monday, right? Everybody should be back here.
Roberta's back on Monday.
On Monday. Okay, so let's look for some good news among all of the other stories. The shooting at Fort Hood, the earthquake, the Supreme Court, and the limits being lifted on campaign contributions. Drownings, murders, mayhem, no plane, warships, all of that stuff.
Here you go. Here you go.
You got one?
No, you just have to take the upside.
Okay.
Okay.
Upside on the dead in Fort Hood is the woman who is
military police. This will shine a new light on post-traumatic stress disorder.
No, it won't.
Sure it will.
No, it won't. Because they had this, the same thing happen before. How many times have we had these shootings and they've been related to post-traumatic stress disorder?
It will get it into the conversation again.
It ought to be in the conversation. Well, it was in the conversation before. It should be in it all the time. Why is this guy in a uniform if he's being investigated for having possible mental disorder?
Okay, so remind everybody what happened.
Why is he walking around? A soldier opened fire at Fort Hood yesterday. Three people were killed before he killed himself. The hero in this, or heroine, is the military police lady who basically ran him down, cornered him, and she pulled out her weapon, aimed it at him. He pulled out his gun and shot himself instead of shooting at her. So she would have gotten him anyway, but she did her job. But under the circumstances, what kind of a reality exists on these bases? The good thing is, people did their job. The bad thing is they had to do it. That's the way, and this all boils down.
Yeah, but here's
Central Texas, by the way. People are asking the difference between Fort Hood and Fort Bliss. Fort Bliss was in El Paso. Fort Hood is in Central Texas, pretty much midway between Dallas, Austin, and what's to the north? Abilene, where we have a station. So it's pretty much in the center of the state, for those of you who don't know where it's located. 13 people dead in 2009 on the same base. General Hassan, Major Hassan, remember him?
Yep.
The Muslim, this was terrorism.
Death row
supposedly. Death row for how long?
Another forever on our dime.
Yeah, right. All right. So you wanted to find what I like about, by the way, I think I said this, but I didn't say it in this hour. I'm in the studios of our originating network, Radio America, in Washington, looking across the glass at Richie. Actually, for the first time since you had your treatment. I haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah. No, it's right? Since before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's one of the things people are amazed. It sounds like we're all in the same room. Normally, I'm either in Boston or L.A. or on the road especially during the winter months. Richie's here in the studio. Jennifer's in her studio in Los Angeles. Kenny's down in San Diego. Roberta's in New York City. But for those who don't know how we do this, it sounds like we're all in the same room.
And Ken, you're missing such a treat.
What's that?
Being in the same room.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Actually, we're divided by the glass, but other than that.
We are. All right, so anyway, you want to find something else good in this?
Well, I would just point out that this situation has post-traumatic stress disorder killing their own. And they hopefully will take it more seriously than
other
post-traumatic stress disorder situations, yes.
Well, but post-traumatic stress disorder mostly rears its head in the military. That's where the biggest problem has been, and that's where it has been handled extraordinarily badly. So,
agreed.
All right, so here's the good side of something from the mudslide in Washington. The victims here dealing with the loss of their family, their friends, their home, their cars, lots of their property. So how is that going to be resolved? Well, if you're a holder of a loan or a mortgage from Coastal Community Bank in this area, Arlington, Darrington, what's the name of the little town? Osso, right?
Osso, yeah.
Yeah. The chief executive officer of Coastal Community Bank said yesterday his bank, Eric Sprink is his name, his bank will forgive any uninsured debts. Cars, homes, doesn't make any difference.
Really?
The bank forgives
nice.
The debt. Quote, whether it's a deed of trust tied to their home or it's a car loan or a business loan, and they were running out of their home and they lost all their equipment and records and files. It's not just a mortgage that we're talking about here. Lives. Coastal Community Bank is ready to stand behind our customers, and if they are not insured and they owe us money, the debt will be forgiven.
Do we know how many customers that involves?
I don't know. But
how many homes were destroyed?
Well, this is a town of only like 320 people. 326 people live there, so I think it was 50 homes, wasn't it, Kenny? Something like that, 40, 50 homes?
So they kind something of, like that, too.
You would imagine they have at least a handful
homes. Yeah, they'll have a couple of $1 million in liability here.
That's a stand-up guy.
It is. Stand-up bank. Thanks to the board of directors of that bank, who would have to rubber stamp with the bank president and CEO. That's how these smaller banks work. And it's how bigger banks work. But that's a
now they're
right
on the map,
spot.
And Bank of America will run in there and buy them.
No. Let's hope that's not the case. Jeez. Went into a... the other day, Meredith and I stopped at a money machine at a TD Bank, which has grown. They claim that they're the friendliest of all of the big
banks.
Well,
that's Regis.
Right. Okay. So we go into the bank. Now, I don't have a
Regis and him, Kelly.
I only have accounts at my little bank in Framingham. That's it. All the credit cards, everything is that at this bank. There's three branches. That's it. So... Meredith, and I didn't have any cash. I said, I got to get some cash. Okay, so I went in, and she went to the machine. I went to the machine, and I wanted to get, I think I got $300. So I wanted not to have it at all in 20s, because that's what comes out of the machine.
Right.
So I go into the bank. There are three customer service bays.
Right.
And there are three people working in the bays. Not one customer is at any of the bays. They're all busy doing something else. Please give us a moment.
They're busy work.
While we do something else, so we have to deal with this, or whatever it was. They're all doing something different. I waited 4 or 5 minutes. That's enough.
Really?
Not one of them. And I guess she kept, one of the ladies kept saying, well, please give us a minute. We'll be right with you. So I just turned around and walked out. And I say that because...
And they don't know whether you are a customer or not.
Yeah, they don't know who I am. But, and I could have been in there to deposit $1 million, and I just decided I was going to go put it in another bank. They don't know. And they don't care.
The other day I was at Lowe's, and I was in the electrical department.
Yes.
And the guy working the electrical department was so busy doing his assigned work that he didn't have time to really. I mean, he took time, but I knew I was taking him away from what he was really interested in doing, because this is what he had to get done before he could leave that day.
Yeah.
You know, stocking and moving and whatever.
Yesterday I went in to buy my holster for the new, went into a Best Buy.
Yeah, for your phone.
Yeah, and wanted to, I was just looking actually, I wanted to see how big it was, so I knew at least what I was dealing with when I got the new phone.
Bet you I got a bigger holster than you do.
I don't think so, no. This is a big-size holster. So, Meredith says, well, so we need something to protect it, because on the farm, I'll drop it out of my shirt.
Right.
And if I put it in my back pocket, it'll sit on it, and that's not going to work.
Sure.
So she says, you got to get a holster. It's kind of weird. I'd never thought much of seeing a lot of people wear their regular phones.
A couple of guys that know where I'm
here. Right.
So anyway, kind of dumb looking, but that's okay.
Yeah. We're kind of dumb.
It works for you.
So we go over to the rack. First of all, I walked around the store to find out who knows about it or where I get them. And there isn't, the guy points out this woman that's sitting over in this part of the store. So I go over there. She's not up. She's not actively engaged with the customers. She's talking to a coworker sitting at her desk. Now, she was very sweet. She got up when we came over. Asked, Meredith said, so do you have holsters for these phones? And she said, yeah, and brought us over to this place. And we looked at them and decided to buy one of them. But the essence of it was that she was very pleasant, but yet she had not been engaged in her job. She was talking to one of her coworkers about what they were doing last night. And when she got up out of the chair, I could see the top of her butt crack. As she walked in front of me.
So it's that kind of Best Buy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they had the Best Buy shirt on. But she just...
They have a uniform, but they have the ability to go out and get their own black pants.
Yeah, whatever.
And hers.
All right, so anyway, the holster's $60.
Get out of here.
$60 for the holster.
They saw you coming.
Big. Well,
she wasn't talking too. She wasn't too engaged with that. She saw you coming down the hallway.
But she also said, or Meredith said, "Well, these things are probably hard to find. We better buy it while we're here."
Fuck.
But it was $60.
Give me two of them.
Yeah, no. But the phone's only $260.
They're so hard to get. I better get three of them just in case. We might not be able to get another one.
You can give Meredith a little of that start when she wanders over here.
You know what? That great story is brought to you by Staples, where you probably could have saved.
Oh. Right, you think they're cheaper than Best Buy?
Yeah, I'm sure Staples would have been cheaper.
Really? Or Office Depot or whatever it is.
Okay. Staples. Staples.
All right. Let's get they're sponsors of ours. Are you going to a Staples spot? Is that why you want to do that?
Yeah.
Duh. Oh, thank you. Go ahead, Richie.
Welcome to the party.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellies, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so we're talking, it's hard to find in stirring the pot today, a lot of good news, and that happens every once in a while. Here's the story. All of you have heard of couples who die very close together. The thought of it is...
Oh, it's a happy, upbeat story. Go ahead and give it
broken.
To me.
Well, but there's something to this that I find intriguing. So this couple that had been together for 67 years died within hours of each other over the weekend. They were in their 90s, and they didn't know because one of them had Alzheimer's that the other had passed. And then, in the same day, one of their daughters died.
Get out.
And that, I mean, you think about that. How likely is something like that?
Oh, hey, they're all together.
Yeah, exactly. The Schulte family. So, all right, so what else can we find them to cry about? 21 after the hour.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. you can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So let's go. This could be in part, or at least part of our television report, which is normally in this hour of the program. Going back to last night's American Idol. Richie, you didn't even have the American Idol sounder.
No, I wanted to get right into it. Let's hear what they're doing.
Jenna Irene and Alex Preston performed Give Me a Reason. Why don't you crank this up for a second, see what we think about this. Refresh my memory as to how elimination takes place here. The three judges are responsible for kissing off whoever doesn't make it, right? Isn't that how it works?
The votes.
Oh, that's right. It votes from America. This vote just in from America. You voted for whomever. There are, what, about 13 or 14 still in the mix here, right?
I don't think it's that many right now. No, it's lower than that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I think it's got to be under 8 or 9.
All right. This is a Sam Wolf singing Lego House. It's dark until December, but I got you to keep you warm. This is from the movie.
If you're broken down, I'm meant to. I'm going to keep you sheltered from the storm.
Where did this song come from? I've never heard this song. Now, I'm out of touch, so I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down.
Doesn't really matter. I can't stand the song.
Yeah, and I don't like him either. Kenny, you want to move on?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran did the original version.
Singer.
Oh, of course. I think of that. Everybody knows Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Jessica Mewes and Caleb Johnson performing Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
I like this. Tom Petty. And
did you watch some of this last night?
Nah.
You just like the song.
Yes.
More of the same kind of fare, is it not? You know, it sounds good in American Idol this year is the orchestra or the band, whatever you want to call it, the band. Am I,
Why? Ricky Miner's back there.
The guy from The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Remember, he was there originally and then left to go to The Tonight Show and then went back there?
Yeah.
And dude, I'll tell you, they are a hot band.
Yeah.
Those guys, when they did Zeppelin a few weeks ago, they hit it. They
isn't
hit it
helping them in the ratings any, though. The ratings are the worst they've ever been for American Idol. Here's Malaya Watson singing Ain't No Way from last night's American Idol. Once here, and the only one who's left is Dexter Roberts.
And I know everybody's got their demons, everybody's got their reasons while they leave when they run.
seven contestants left by my count. Malaya Watson, Sam Wolf, Jenna Irene, Dexter Roberts, C.J. Harris, and Caleb Johnson. Jessica, there's eight. Jessica Muse is also in the mix. All right, so there are eight contestants that are left.
I'm going to play one you played earlier just so I can hear it.
This is C.J. Harris. Sunshine.
Yeah,
but you
want
to compare it to the thing we've done before.
This is Government Mule, which is a band I like.
Government Mule?
Yeah, with Warren Haynes, who is the guitar player for the Allman Brothers.
Really? Do we know why they're called Government Mule?
$40 and a mule.
Huh. I think about a mule is a 40, what is it, 40 mule?
40 acres
borax.
And a mule.
Borax,
sorry.
No, the borax.
The borax mule. No, yeah. 40 acres and a mule.
Does any of this make any sense to you folks? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Spring is in the air and not a moment too soon. Whether you live in a private home or apartment, you'll be tempted to open windows to let fresh air in. Make sure you have screens or protective bars so your dogs and cats can't get out. Outdoor activities mean opening and closing doors more frequently. Be sure you know where your pets are. Spring also means it's time for spring cleaning. Make sure you keep those household cleaners and chemicals out of your pet's reach. And some common household plants and outdoor bushes, flowers, and shrubs can be poisonous to your pet. You can go online and check out which ones those are. Tools, especially gardening tools, have sharp points, and a lot of people leave them lying around the yard. The dog runs across, and you know what happens after that. And speaking of gardening, use special care when mowing the lawn and applying fertilizers and lawn chemicals. Pets or neighborhood animals walking on treated lawns can get these products on their paws, then they lick them, ingest them, and it can make them very sick or even cause death. So just enjoy the spring, but be careful and keep your pet's safety in mind. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Conversation. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta back on Monday. Jennifer back, the power was out for a while, so she was there chomping at the bit. She wanted to be on the air.
Oh, yes.
But yet, there was staring at her clock.
All
right, so we've had a hard time today, Jen,
yeah,
finding good news to talk about because there is not a lot of good news, frankly, around that people are focused on. However, I guess when it comes to the earthquake, the fact that it was, 8.2 on the Richter scale, in comparison to other earthquakes that have been this size, there was very little damage and very little death reported. This is Chile has some of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded and anywhere on the globe. They have now new building codes. This is one of the countries that early on, realizing that they had a problem with earthquakes, made buildings in a way to deal with this. That's what's happened in California. Any other place that's, at least in a progressive world, where they have knowledge of what happens when you've got a disaster like this, you got to do something about it. Otherwise, all the buildings are going to fall down every time you have a serious earthquake or a hurricane. Look what happened in Haiti. Remember that from, what was that, two years ago, the hurricane?
Massive disaster.
No building codes there at all.
No.
So anyway, there may be, though, the good news worn off a little bit by the warning that there's a seismic gap. And that means that Chile could be the place, what do they call it? Not the big one, but what's the term that's used in California?
They say the big one.
Do they call it the big one?
The big one,
The big one.
But they always say that's on San Andreas.
Well, it's not going to happen in California, according to the speculators from whatever authorities there are. It's going to happen in Chile.
Hey, I hate to be selfish, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I saw a headline yesterday that alluded to that, saying it was a big one, but it's not the
big one.
Well, have we ever had the? I mean, what does the big one mean?
Do we know if it's the big one?
Well, there has been, in the history of the globe,
what's
there
the
has been
earthquake
the
ever?
Big one. 9.3 or something, 9.4.
I'm going to look it up here.
I think that it is, I think that's what it is, Richie. All right, let's get to to the shooting. Everybody's weighed in on this here except you, Jennifer. What you heard, what you sense, what you feel. By the way, you can join us. 888-302-DOUG, obviously, is the way on the phone. Not obviously if you're new to the program, but that's the phone number, so I use it. It isn't when you go to 888-302-DOUG, you're not going to call my house. You're going to call the radio program and get on the air with your thoughts about the shooter, the shootings, post-traumatic stress disorder, and the same old, same old. We're back to the same old here. And these things are now happening, what, two, three, four times a year? Wasn't it down the road? When was that, the Quantico shooting, Rishi? How long ago was that? That was two, 3 months ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's longer than that.
It's the second one. But these things are happening consistently because of the same problem. Because the military does not recognize or doesn't know what to do with all the soldiers that have post-traumatic stress disorder or some kind of mental malady. Why is this guy in a uniform still? He was being checked out, supposedly evaluated. Mm-hmm. And so then why isn't he sort of confined or given light duty?
Not confined.
Go wash cars or something. But, you know, what is he doing walking around?
No, they need to address the problem. He needs help.
Of course
help.
They do. Yeah.
He doesn't need to be confined. He doesn't
right.
need
or
to be
punished.
He
I
doesn't
mean,
need to
this
be
isn't
punished.
About punishment. No, this, but
they,
he needs to
they
be.
They put him in this situation.
Yeah, they did.
And they need to figure out. Okay,
but we did. Because
yeah.
we're the taxpayers who are supporting. Right. The system that lets the military get away with putting this
the reality
is, under the rug.
This is what happens to a percentage of people that go into war.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When they come home, we have to realize that this is what happens to that percentage of people.
Well, we
and
have
how
to,
do we help them?
We go back to why were they in that situation in the first place. We shouldn't have been in Iraq. We ought not to have been still
yeah,
in Iraq.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
I mean, I can.
The issue is that there's a lot of people that come back that need help, and how do we do that?
But, that's the issue at the moment.
Right.
But the further back issue is
and we can
us
keep
having
going.
Gone, and we can keep going around in the
why
circle.
Does man feel the need to fight with each
right.
other?
Well, then that is addressed by the following, Rishi. Yesterday, 18 countries, including five of the world's leading arms exporters, ratified a landmark treaty regulating the multi-billion dollar global arms trade, giving a boost to the campaign for cutting back on the availability of these weapons. Isn't it interesting? It's called the General Assembly Arms Trade Treaty, aimed at stemming the illegal weapons trade, which is $85 billion a year.
What a crock.
You don't think these guys are making all kinds of dough?
Yeah.
You think they really want to stop that?
We want to stop the illegal gun trade so that we can sell them to them legally. They're cutting into our business.
Yeah, pay the taxes.
That's exactly what it is.
Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain.
Right. Sure. All
Bulgaria,
the people...
Croatia, Denmark, El Salvador, Estonia, Finland, Hungary, Ireland, Latvia, Malta, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia.
All the people that go, all right, this country is not being very good. We're going to have to jump into this situation soon. Where did they get all of their weapons, sir? We sold them to them 20 years
right.
ago.
Yeah. 118 countries have signed the treaty, including the United States. But the U.S. Senate has to ratify it, and the NRA is trying to convince the Senate not to do it. Their lobbyists are all over senators who are considered friendly to their case. So the NRA doesn't want to have the U.N. Arms Treaty ratified. And this is when they look bad, frankly. Even though it's pretty obvious what's going on here, Richie hit the nail on the head. They want to spare no effort
right.
to try to stem the tide of illegal. They don't say weapons. It says illegal weapons in the agreement.
Sure.
The
yeah.
illegal arms trade.
We want that
makes
business.
Everybody else rich except them.
Right.
Yeah. A bunch of phonies. All right, anyway.
We're all here to save you.
A bunch of phonies.
By the way, Bill Clinton said, thank you, Bill, for stepping in for a second.
No problem.
Bill Clinton yesterday was addressing a group, and he was asked in some way, and I'm not sure the context of this, because I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was just trying to find it with, and I'm not good using the left-hand mouse here, Richie, in the studio.
Let me go get the right-handed mouse for you.
I didn't know there was different ones there.
There is.
I'm using the left-hand mouse. Anyway, so Bill Clinton said that he believed in extraterrestrials.
Yeah, he should. Well, that's the only excuse he's got left for.
He also believes in extramaritals, I think.
Right, yeah.
That's
those aliens, Hillary. Right. I didn't know.
Let me find that. We're gonna pause for that.
Yes, Richie. Speaking of marriages.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin's divorce has finally become final.
He's been divorced. Really?
Happy.
He's done. Yeah.
Did they ever find her?
They never found her. No.
Well, remember she went missing
for
like
3 years. She was on that Malaysian plane.
Yeah. Yeah. She was missing.
By the way, wait a minute. Big news on the Malaysian plane front. You've heard this, right?
What?
Big news? Breaking news.
Breaking news. They found the plane.
No.
There was nothing wrong with that guy's flight simulator.
No.
What?
No. There's nothing new.
Oh. The new news that I heard is that the FBI concluded their investigation that there was nothing wrong with the pilot's flight simulator.
The passengers on board did not have anything to do with the plane's disappearance, according to a lead criminal investigator, Khalid Abu Beka. Inspector General of the Royal Malaysian Police Force. You're going to put a lot of credibility in
these. Accurate, yep.
Did a background check on the pilot, 53-year-old Zahari Ahmed Shah, and the co-pilot, Farik Abdul Hamid. They are being investigated, but they investigated everybody else that was on the plane, and they're all okay. They were good, solid citizens.
Mm.
We're not so sure about the pilot and the co-pilot. So that's the latest word, the hot word in... from Malaysia.
They're calling Putin the world's most powerful bachelor.
Really?
And rumors are that he has had liaisons with a former Olympic gymnast at the Olympics.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Former
Olympic gymnast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good for him. Not a problem with that. Any problem with other things. But you know what? I wonder how she'll be satisfied. I'm probably not. This is probably not a good place for me to go.
No.
How about if I have you help all of us get a good night's sleep? Or how about I help you get a good night's sleep, and you can help everybody else by telling them about PT9. You can join millions of men around the country who have gotten in on this new formula, new in the last 12 months. I've said this a number of times on the program. The reason that I am selling different products from this same category every year is because every year there's a new and better product. It's science, you know, as well as I'm always talking about science disproving itself. They're always reworking things. Well, why should I buy this? Because next year there'll be something better. Hey, you need the problem solved today, so today we'll tell you about this. Next year, if there's something better, we'll tell you about that. The problem is that men are not feeding their prostate well, so the prostate health quotient in this country with men over the age of 50 is not good. You don't want to have that. The prostate stuff, it takes a long time. Most men, if they're in their 90s, have the problem, but you don't want to have it in your 60s. You don't want to have it in your 70s, so you need to feed your prostate to keep it healthy. And PT9 is the most effective way to keep yourself from having, well, the ancillary effect is you have fewer trips to the bathroom at night. You have a better night's rest that way. And your life is normal. You don't have to go to the bathroom all day long. That's what feeding your prostate and keeping it healthy is all about. That's what PT9, which is backed by science and is guaranteed to work, that's what it's all about. Call 800-811-3790 and order PT9 to find relief. Women, call this number now so you get a good night's sleep. Take care of your man. 800-811-3790. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free bonus gift of a bottle of Heart Factors Plus, another great product from Chamonix that you get just for calling and ordering PT9, finding your life better and making it better. That's what these products are all about. 800-811-3790. You can read about the reports online, too, at their website. There's a lot of stuff. This is the most popular product in the country that does this work. PT9, 800-811-3790.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. Then let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company in Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world. And a whole lot more, only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copyprint for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Time now for visualization on the Doug Goodday program. Jennifer Horn has television report. I noticed that there's a lot of yak about the two morning people on Good Morning America, yeah. Elliot going to NBC, and I don't get this. Michael Strahan doesn't do anything for me. I stopped, maybe it's because I'm just such a Regis fan that whoever replaced him wouldn't make any difference, didn't have a chance.
Well, Kelly kind of replaced Regis. How about that?
Right. Maybe. Oh, okay, if you want to look at that. There
yeah,
go.
There's lots of morning news, though, lots of morning drama. Let's start with Willard Scott, because there's some good news.
Ah,
you know, Willard Scott, 80 years old, yeah. He got married on Wednesday.
Good for him.
He's only 80?
Yeah, he married his longtime girlfriend, Paris Kina, in Fort Myers, Florida. Matt Lauer announced the news on Today, yesterday, explaining that they'd been together for 11 years. So congratulations. Speaking of Matt Lauer, he and Al Roker will make cameos in the upcoming sci-fi movie Sharknado 2, Return of the Shark.
That's funny.
Which should be kind of fun.
He's the biggest
now,
shark.
You mentioned Michael Strahan. During yesterday's Live with Kelly and Michael, he set the record straight about rumors that he's joining Good Morning America. He said, quote, the big news is that I'm going to be on GMA now, but it's somewhat surprising. I guess there had been some text messages going back and forth that they didn't have a deal in place, but they still wanted him. He said, but no matter what, even if I go to GMA, I'm still going to be here because this is my home. This is what I do. I love you, Kelly. Now, speaking of GMA, the reason they're bringing Michael Strahan in is because they need some testosterone. There's a lot of estrogen running around there. And Josh Elliott has finally broken his silence about his decision to leave the morning show for a gig over at NBC Sports. He said, in the end, it had nothing to do with money.
Oh,
there were just two great offers on the table, and it certainly was a difficult choice to make. I feel I made the best one.
Yeah,
rumors claim that ABC had offered him $5 million a year to stay at GMA, but he wanted $10 million. Huh.
So
he'll make
$4 million
at NBC.
Is Strahan going to be doing news? I don't see him as a news
I think he's
going
to do sports, probably features, and
he's
that sort of thing.
He's going to do the Denver report.
The Denver report.
I thought that was pretty clever, actually.
He has a gap in his teeth.
Yeah, Jennifer, yes. The beauty of him sitting right here is I can see he's all tickled with himself.
Nice. Oh, boy.
51 after on Good Day. Nice
tickling
job.
Someone.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where is the, there it is. The Money Pit. Captain Tom is here.
On board, sir.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Airs around the country every weekend. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Radio is a really big shoe. And Tom is here to help us understand how to plan and add landscaping. Maybe install a fence, a mailbox, the sorts of things that are necessary when you're thinking about spring, which has sprung. And so we'll maybe, I'm going to bring Tom to my house and have him build a deck.
I'm going to have him landscape my front yard.
Yeah, all right. So all of that.
This is a long line. You got to talk to my wife first. She's
really? Your wife would probably be happy to get you out of there. I would bet. Anyway, so Kreidler is here with a standby for this. I'm going to sound like NBC News now. It's time for the Kreidler Report. Next on Good Day.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellies, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
All right, Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen and the gang on the Good Day program. So a lot of Americans at this time of year just can't wait to get out, having this last year is so horrible. The winter was so horrible. People want to get outside. Let's see what we can do landscaping-wise. What's the, I mean, I know, but it's different on the farm. I got fences galore to fix. and
right.
maybe because of the wind, I have to do some work on my roof, that kind of stuff. So what is it that people do first?
Well, Doug, there is a new survey out that shows that 51% of Americans that are planning to add landscaping, install a fence or a mailbox or build a deck will fail to take this very, very important step, and that is to call 811. Have you heard of the service 811?
811?
No. Yeah, basically it's call before you dig, and it's a toll. It's a free call all across the country.
How's it different than Dig Safe?
Miss Utility
well,
here.
It's called the Common Ground Alliance. It's an organization that's basically dedicated to maintaining and protecting utility lines.
Yeah. You know what this is, and really. This is another government conspiracy,
yeah, you
right?
know what?
Because they don't want you to go to China that way. They want you to fly there. They don't want you to dig.
All right, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to know if these people are different. Dig Safe came to my house. Remember when I put the addition on my house?
Right.
And
right.
So the excavator is there, and Dig Safe comes in and says, okay, it's clear to... It's clear to dig here, so the excavator goes into the ground, digs. I'm on the air, and
right.
not only do they get the lines,
the air.
Not only do they get the lines that are connected to my internet, but all electrical is in there,
wow. yeah.
and they rip everything out. And it was the rest of the day before I got it hooked up. So this was thanks to Dig Safe. These people better be better than Dig Safe.
Well, I don't know the difference, but frankly, between Dig Safe and 811, it sounds very similar. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if it's a regional thing in your part
yeah,
of the country.
Yeah, Miss Utility here, so yes.
Really?
Yeah, 811 is the national number.
Yeah.
And, you know, my feedback on this service is that it's been very, very good because folks tend to put the shovel in the ground without thinking first. And I don't think it's so much the professional contractors in as much as it's, you know, the simple projects that can get you, like the fence post or building
mm-hmm.
the deck.
Or
but
just
call
the bush.
811. Yeah, anything. You call 811 before you dig. They'll come out within a couple of days and they'll mark out the utility lines.
I want to know what the gas line is. I don't really care about the electric and the phone.
But,
I want to know what the gas line is.
You just hit on it. A couple of days before. So if you're sitting there on a Saturday morning thinking, okay, I'm going to go buy some plants at Home Depot.
Plan.
you know, guess what? Because I did this for a neighbor and I took out her cable line.
Nice going, Ray.
She was like, I bought this bush at Home Depot. Can you plant it for me? I want it right there. I'm like, sure, no problem.
Gone. Sure, it wasn't Rich on that the bulldozer.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right, so the plan is
call 811.
Yes.
But
make a plan.
Call 811.
Got to
make a plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's see. We have time for a listener. How much time are we got? We have time for a question. What's the most common question you're getting this time of year on the Money Pit? Every week you have people that call 888 Money Pit, right? They can leave.
Well,
their
after
questions.
After the long winter, it's about painting and painting prep, and I think that's the thing that people fail to take is that prep step, getting rid of that mold, that mildew, that algae before you paint.
I heard that President Obama was going to paint the White House himself. Did you hear that?
Is that right?
Put the
ladder. Yeah, he's going to need a long ladder and a lot. I think he needs like 400 gallons of paint for that building.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.